All right, you guys remember what I said my name was? You remember who I am? Father TJ, very good. Thank you. Good listening, guys. That means you guys have been paying good attention to the readings. All right, so today's gospel, we hear the story of somebody pretty important. Who was it about? Is anybody paying attention? Yes, sir. John the Baptist, right? And so John the Baptist is in front of like the Levites and the priests, and they ask him a question. They say, John, are you the Messiah? And what does he say? He says, no, I'm not the Messiah. Who am I? I'm the baptizer, right? I'm the one who's preparing the message going forward. Right? John the Baptist is a pretty important guy. Remember how John the Baptist, remember what he wore? You guys remember this is like asking to stretch it way back to earlier in Advent, the readings. What did he wear? He wore like a camel shirt, which was hairy and uncomfortable and nasty and gross and probably kind of smelly. And what did he eat? Grasshoppers and wild honey. That's right. John the Baptist ate grasshoppers and wild honey. Right? And so he did that to say, look, I am preparing my heart for the Lord. And is that what we're doing now in the Advent season? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. What week do we celebrate here in the Advent season? What week are we on? Do you know what number candle?
Three.
There's three. And what do we do different for the third week?
We light another candle.
And what's special about the candle we lit today? Okay, pink, I'm going to say rose, because it sounds more manly, right? And I hear that's what Father Clint, he prefers to say, hey, it's Rose Sunday, not Pink Sunday. Right, but it's a celebration today. Why are we celebrating? Because what, Advent is almost?
Yeah.
It's almost, Advent's almost over. We're halfway through Advent. That's exciting, we're almost to Christmas.
One more week.
Some of you guys, one more week of school, right? And then, there you go, it's party time. So what about today though? Why do we mark this as a Sunday where we have a rose-colored candle? Why do we say it's Gaudete Sunday? That's what we call it, the fancy name for it, because it means what? What are we filled with, hopefully?
Joy.
High five to that answer. That's exactly right. We are filled with joy. And what kind of joy are we filled with? Because we heard it all in the readings. Is it like just a little bit of joy? We're like, yay, I'm excited. It's almost Christmas. Is that the kind of joy that we have?
Yeah.
What do we hear in the gospel? What kind of joy?
Happy, fun
in the first reading. Exciting. The first reading it says, my soul is heartily filled with joy. And what does heartily mean? Does it mean like barely, just a little bit? No, that's hardly. Are we hardly filled with joy?
No.
Hopefully not. You guys are really excited when you said we got one more week of school till Christmas break. Like, that's heartily excited. That's heartily joy. We are filled with a lot of joy and a lot of excitement. You know what I think is really sad?
What?
Is that every time we celebrate Eucharist, our hearts should be heartily filled with joy. But I get to visit a lot of churches and a lot of parishes, and I sit and I watch people walk in, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of heartily joy out there. People come in and they're like, oh, I'm late, oh, I'm trying to get my kids to pay attention, and oh, when is he going to finally be quiet? That's not heartily filled with joy. Right, as Christians, we should say, God is here in our midst. He's here in our hearts, and He wants us to be on fire. He wants us to be excited and happy and filled with this great joy because He's here and He's coming. You guys are going to be so excited on Christmas morning when you guys wake up and you're like, woo-hoo-hoo, it's Christmas time, and you guys are going to into your presence, and you're going to play with all the cool toys that you get. But why don't we do the same thing when we come to church? Ooh, that's a good question. Because when we come to church, we get a present, we get a treasure, we get the Word explained to us, and then for those of us who are old enough, we get to receive the Eucharist, the very body, blood, soul, and divinity to our Lord. What a great treasure that our Lord gives us. And He does that because He wants us to be filled with joy. And we heard about it all in the readings today. My soul is heartily filled with joy. The Lord has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Second reading starts. Did anybody catch how the second reading starts today? Rejoice how often? Sometimes. Rejoice half the time. Rejoice often. Getting closer. Any of the adults want to help them out? Rejoice how often?
Always.
always, rejoice always. Be filled with that joy. Be filled with that joy because that's how God wants us to love. That's how He wants us to live. And my friends, we are so blessed that week after week, we can come here to receive joy. And we can receive His promise of love. And we can have the Scriptures broken open for us. We can receive the Eucharist. And we can go home fulfilled. And what does God want us to do with that joy? Does He want to just hold on to it, hoard it? This is my joy. No one else is going to get it. What does He want us to do?
Share.
That's an excellent answer, sir. Share that joy. That's what we get to do as Christians. We get to receive the joy in our hearts, and then we get to go out to the world and bring that joy to the people around us. Now, I think that the people of God, we get a pretty good sense of this. Because as a priest, it's awesome watching people like trample over each other, get out of here, so they can go say, hey, I'm going to go share the joy with Jesus. All right, that's what I'm going to tell myself that you're doing when you're rushing out of here. Yeah, especially on days when the Texans play, right? And I heard that your pastor likes to do that too, like to get out real fast to bring Jesus to the world, right? That's what I heard. Anyway, the point is when we come to the Lord, we receive joy. We receive a spirit of love and we want to share that with the world. There's another kind of joy I want to share with you guys. This is the kind of joy that keeps me going. I've been a priest now for 5.5 years and I love it. I can't think of anything I can do with my life that is more exciting, more full of joy than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And so as I said earlier, I work for the diocese. My job is the director of vocations. Does anybody know what that means?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Good. Thanks for your honesty. Excellent. Thank you. Does anybody else know? What is a vocation?
Not a clue.
A vocation. The common vocation. That's a good... What is the common vocation? That's deep theology. You got that one. The common vocation that all of us have is the call to holiness. You see, my friends, vocation is a call from God. It's a calling that God places on our hearts. And the call that God places on the hearts of everybody that's here is to be holy. But in a special way, as vocation director, I talk to people about the vocations of priesthood and the consecrated life. Now, I know for a fact that the majority of people here in this church are called to the vocation of what? Marriage, matrimony. The majority of the people here in the church are called to give their life to their spouse, to give their love to their spouse, so that they can have kids and teach them and raise them and grow in holiness together as a couple. However, my job is to help those special people that are called to a different vocation in life, a vocation of the priesthood or the religious life. Okay? And so my message is for you guys. My message is for you. Whenever someone asks you, what do you want to do when you grow up? I hope that priesthood or consecrated life comes to your mind. When people ask you what you want to do, I'm sure you say some awesome things. Like you want to be a teacher, or you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, a firefighter. I would also hope that you would throw in there, I might be interested in being a priest or a nun. Because I can think of a lot of ways that I can give joy to the world. You see, my friends, I hope that you're open. Because God is calling you to do something very, 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 very special in life. I don't know what that is. He might be calling you to be married. He might be calling you to be a priest or a nun. And if He's calling you to whatever vocation in life, be open. Be open to that call. And if it is a call to priesthood or consecrated life, please be open to that. Don't run away from it. Embrace it. Because if God is calling you to be a priest or a nun, and you say no, you're not going to have as much joy in your heart as you would if you were to become a priest or a nun and that's God's will for you. Does that make sense? So my friends, be open. Be open if God is calling you to that vocation, the priesthood, consecrated life, because it's an awesome way to live your life. It's an awesome way to love. Now I want you guys to pay real close attention because I'm going to talk to the adults for a minute. I am the vocation director for the diocese, and I am here because I need your help. Okay, I need your help because I'm the only priest in the whole diocese that goes forth to the parishes and says, hey, you should think about being a priest or a nun. Now, I know that my words and my encouragement doesn't have as much weight as your words and encouragement do to the young people in your life. And the reason I say that is because sometimes I realize that I'm like a used car salesman. I'm like, yeah, priesthood's awesome. And I don't know, I mean, when you go buy a car, you're going to say, yeah, the salesperson's going to be excited about that. But if people you know and people you love encourage you to buy something, then you're going to be more likely to listen. So my friends here at St. Rose, this is how you can help me. If your kids are here today at church, or if you have grandkids or nieces and nephews, I need you to encourage them and invite them to consider a vocation to priesthood and religious life. Because it is an awesome way that we can live our lives full of joy. Now, many of you know that our church needs more priests than nuns to continue the work of the church, to bring the joy of the gospel to all people. And so I'd ask you, I encourage you, please, when you see young people that you know have great traits, great characteristics that would serve the church awesomely as a priest or a nun, encourage that in them. Affirm those traits and gifts in them. And together, hopefully, we can plant seeds in the hearts of young people that would want to answer the call to serve the Lord. You see, God hasn't stopped calling young people to the priesthood and the consecrated life. No, He still calls. The problem is a lot less people are listening, and a lot less people don't know how to listen to God. So I need your help in encouraging the young people in your families, in your churches, here in these very pews, to be open to giving their lives in service to the Lord. Because our church needs the joy of the gospel to be shared. And our church needs men and women who say, "Lord, I'm here. I want to be filled with joy, and I want to share that joy with the world." And hopefully there's at least one young person in here today that has that call in their heart to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, to give their lives in service to the Lord. So I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for your support. And most importantly, I thank you for your prayers. Because our church does need young people to be aware that a vocation that they can answer is one to the priesthood or the consecrated life. And during this next year plus, when we celebrate the year of consecrated life, we're going to hear a lot of ways that men and women can consecrate their lives to serve the Lord. And so I'd ask you to please join me in praying that the people of our local church may be open to this call to serve our Lord. Because we need our young people to know that it's okay to give their lives in service to the Lord, to answer that call, to faithfully serve Him. So my friends, as we continue today to celebrate this wonderful mystery, the wonderful joy that the Lord has placed in our hearts, we ask God to help us to be receptive to that joy, to listen to that joy, to be open to whatever He's calling us to do with our lives, so that we can share His love, so that we can share His joy to all the world.